We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatbox. £11 million could be spent on the revamp of Harrow Bridge. Norwich Darts venue was praised on Dragon's Den, but fails to win investment. And a civic watchdog approves the loan of the Gurney clock.
More than £11 million could be spent to revamp a bridge at the centre of a long-running saga over how best to cut the expensive costs to maintain it. And if Norfolk County Council's bid for £10 million for the refurbishment of Carrow Bridge in Norwich is successful, it could see more than a year of work on the structure, which is more than 100 years old. In 2021, the Council's then Conservative-controlled Cabinet agreed to spend £150,000 to weld the bridge, which lifts to allow vessels to pass onto the River Wensum. But that plan was blocked by the Broads Authority, which said it would be totally unacceptable to weld the bridge shut. The organisation said the Norwich Corporation Act of 1920 states the bridge must be able to open to allow vessels to get to the port of Norwich, so the welding plan was put on ice. However, the County Council, now led by Reform, hopes a bid to the Department for Transport's Structures Fund will finally secure the money to revamp the bridge while allowing it to still open to river traffic. The bridge carries up to 30,000 vehicles per day and is also important for pedestrian movements, particularly on Norwich City Football Club match days, where up to 9,000 pedestrians cross the bridge. Construction completion is targeted for the end of December 2029, allowing time for testing, commissioning and handover.
Drought conditions are set to stay despite a wet end to the summer months, experts have warned. The Environment Agency has said it will take more than a few weeks of wet weather to end the drought, which was officially declared in Norfolk on July the 29th after a prolonged period of low rainfall and extreme heat. The county experienced 5 heat waves this summer, and the sustained dry conditions have put severe pressure on water supplies and the environment. A spokesman for the Environment Agency said, "Drought conditions will continue until there is a sustained rainfall across the county. A few days or even weeks of wetter weather cannot reverse the impacts of several months of exceptionally dry conditions." Anglian Water introduced a hosepipe ban in Norfolk on July the 11th, restricting hosepipe use for watering gardens, washing cars or filling paddling pools. The National Drought Group, which includes the Met Office, water companies and government agencies, began meeting weekly in August to coordinate the response. August the 28th to September the 3rd was the wettest week since early February, according to the Environment Agency. Figures with rainfall improving river flows, soil moisture deficits and environmental conditions across much of England. But reservoir storage remains very low. The Met Office says Norfolk can expect a mix of sunshine, showers and settled spells through September, with the potential for warmer than average days later in the month as high pressure builds across southern England.
A dance venue in Norwich was praised by a panel of entrepreneurs on a hit BBC television show. Arrowheads, based in Castle Quarter, was featured on Dragon's Den, and owner Cameron Clark pitched for £150,000 in exchange for a 10% stake in the business. He described the business as the first of its kind in the UK, blending retail with leisure by offering bookable darts lanes in-store. The Norwich shop features 3 bookable darts lanes, seating areas, refreshments and a TV permanently set to tarts coverage. During his pitch, Mr. Clark told the Dragons he wanted to create a venue to break the mould of having to go to pubs to play darts and offer a family-friendly alternative. The pitch ultimately failed to secure investment, with the Dragons citing a lack of passion for the darts industry as their main reason. Despite this, the panel praised Arrowhead's branding and creativity, saying that, even without the investment, they see the business being very successful.
Civic watchdogs have given their backing to proposals which would see a remarkable Norwich clock loaned to London's Science Museum. The Norwich Society has supported Norwich City Council's plan to lend the Gurney clock to the South Kensington Museum for 10 years. But the organisation, which campaigns to protect the city's heritage, hopes the clock will eventually find a home back in the city, if and when ambitious plans to revamp City Hall are completed. The clock, considered among the most accurate mechanical clocks in the world, used to stand in Chapperfield Gardens and then at Castle Mall. It was commissioned for the city in 1977 to celebrate 2,000 years of the well-known Gurney Bank, now Barclays, which had its home on Bank Plain until 2003. However, the clock was removed from the shopping centre in 2015 and has been in storage ever since. It would be lent to the renowned institution, with council officers saying the clock would be treated to specialist restoration, recommissioning and ongoing maintenance at no cost to City Hall. The Norwich Society, which campaigned for the Gurney clock to be moved to the Castle Mall after it was vandalised in Chapperfield Gardens, is backing the switch. Although the precision clock mechanism element of the £250,000 device would temporarily move to London, the automation aspect, a decorative sculptural display featuring a lion and castle, will remain in Norwich in protective storage.
And it's time for James and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.